Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Jeffrey, my friend, here on the Wojo and Rieger Show, we're going to have two topics on the table. Let's bang through them. All right. Trade deadline tomorrow, 6 p.m. At this point tomorrow, I believe Al Avila and company will have divested themselves of two of those relievers. You're going to look at the listings, you're going to look at the names, you're going to look at the rankings, and you're probably going to be, okay, whatever. I do not believe he's trading Tarek Skubal. I think
no.
That whole thing, everyone's available, is thrown out there just to make it, just in case somebody has a knock your socks off type of thing. But I don't buy that at all. That's why I don't think anybody should be freaked out like, wait, Al Avila is still allowed to do trades? I don't think, A, he'd be, quote, unquote, allowed for school without, you know, lots of vetting from others within the organization. So I think it's going to be a bit of tomorrow. I hate to say it. And the phone number is 248-539-9797. I think it's going to be a bit of a poof tomorrow.
Which, by the way, I think Tiger fans are fine with.
Yeah.
A, you got nothing to trade. And B, nobody wants Al making a huge trade. And because of what's happened in the past with the trades that he's made, I'll tell you this, though. If you don't trade Michael Fulmer, I'd actually be pissed. If you don't trade Andrew Chafin, I'd probably actually be pissed because those are two guys that hopefully you get something. And if you don't, they're leaving anyhow.
Yeah.
So not a big deal. Plus, if you love Fulmer, you can re-sign him. But yes, other than that, it's going to be very boring. You got to believe. And then who else could they trade?
No, there's nobody else. And, you know, and I wrote my little column, the Detroit News today, and I really mean this. You don't have the luxury, you don't even have the right, really, to have a really good bullpen when you suck. That's like putting a nice rack on a, okay, no, let's not do that. Let's do a different analogy. Yeah, but you know what I mean.
That's in the CBA, though.
Yeah.
No, you're right. That's in the baseball CBA.
Right.
If you have a top 10 bullpen, but you blow and you're 21 games under 500, you got to trade them all away.
It's literally useless. I swear, how many times this year have you seen the Tigers go like 7th, 8th, and 9th innings with Lang, Fulmer, Soto, and all it did was let them lose the game 4-1? It kept the score down.
I'm pretty sure it happened yesterday. Just yesterday.
It happened at the Skubal game, 5-2, a couple of games ago. No. So that said, I don't think there's, you'll get something, but you don't need a great bullpen right now. And number two, people say, because I wrote about it today, I said, you can't trade Skubal. And I have people saying, whoa, why not? You got to, and I said, first of all, I don't think he would draw as much in return as you think. Look at these other more accomplished pitchers, and they've drawn a bit. I mean, Skubal's been really good for a year with a bunch of rough stretches in between there. He's 25 years old with four more years of team control, a lefty that throws hard. And what are you going to get? You got to get sticks. You think you're going to get you're not going to get major league sticks because of a team, a contender.
No,
is not
you're
going to
get
you,
prospects.
Okay,
and at this
you're
going
to get like a prospect like somebody else's. Spencer Torkelson, or somebody else's Daz Cameron, or somebody else's that guy.
Derek Hill, who was just DFA'd today. We hardly knew you, Derek. But no, listen, I agree with you. And if you look at it, and I know this sounds stupid, I get it, but nobody wants prospects at this stage of the game. Like if Al Avila is trading Tarek Skubal, or even Alex Lang for prospects, I'm going to vomit.
But that's what you're going to get.
I agree. That's why I'm not making the move. Now, if you
want to
trade
him. You said you want him to trade Fulmer.
No. Alex Lang, I said.
Oh.
If you listen,
so Fulmer
just a little bit.
Is the only one that you.
Fulmer and Chafin, you trade because they're both off contract.
Okay,
after
but you're
this
still
year.
Just going to get prospects.
And that's fine. That's fine. You might as well get something. They're not going to help you. Here's 21 games under 500, right?
However, far as I know, yeah.
However, Alex Lang is a guy that you control, a guy that you traded, you got for Nick Castellanos, a bullpen piece moving forward. If you traded him, and I'm sure a lot of teams are inquiring, you would get prospects. Same with Tarek Skubal. At this stage of the game, when you have no idea who's going to run your team, we hope it's not Al, when you have no idea if the rebuild's going to get rebuilt, I'm not trading anybody. Yeah. I will keep everything status quo. You figure it out in the offseason.
But that's like saying, you're not getting any of my toys. Well, Billy, I don't really see any toys back there. What do you? Yeah, I'm not giving you any of them. Like, nope.
The two we got, we're not. No,
nope, got away.
It's like playing War. You ever play the game War?
Yeah, what a dumb game.
Yeah, well, it's a great game if you gamble on it. But yeah. But if you have, is the ace the high? The king is the highest. Isn't the ace the lowest?
I think the ace. That was either one. I think.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
You got like three cards left. But you happen to have the one king.
Yeah.
So you know you will win every battle and you acquire a bunch of twos, threes, and fours until eventually your king gets beat by an ace and then it's over.
And then it was completely pointless. By the way,
like Tiger Baseball.
Tonight, Tiger Baseball, Tigers and the Twins coming up at the end of our program. And you know who's on the bump for the Tigers?
Who?
Tarek Skubal.
Oh.
Now.
Who cares?
Is that kind of confirmation that they're not trading them? Because if they were, would they risk? Or is it confirmation that they're showcasing them one more quality outing? It could be either or neither.
I think it's confirmation that they're not trading.
I kind of think that too.
Because if you're going to trade him, you're not going to pitch him.
Unless...
I don't think this outing is going to,
remember that Verlander was not very good that last year until five or six outings. And then they were throwing him out there I think he pitched like the night he got traded.
I think you're right about that though. No, if you remember, Verlander stunk.
Yeah.
And then he decided, I don't want to be going down with the ship, so I'm going to pitch my ass off. And he did. And then of course he gets traded and wins a World Series. Maybe wins another one. However, with Skubal, if you know you're going to trade for him, you got to trade for him now, or you tell Al he better not pitch. There's no way I would say this is probably proof that he's not going to get dripped out.
This is absolutely proof that they don't have some big trade for him on the table.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's absolute proof.
And
of
I don't
that.
Think one outing is going to change anybody's
no,
mind.
I don't think
you
so.
You already
either.
Know what he is. If you want him, then go dangle some prospects. If you don't, then he stays here.
All right. Ticket text. Joe Jimenez would get a better haul than Chafin or Fulmer. That's right. Chafin, didn't he?
Jimenez has been good.
Chafin has $7 million coming next year, too.
Yeah. It's an option, or the team can buy him out for
$500,000. Okay.
So, yeah. The bottom line is, let somebody else deal with it.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's a lefty reliever, which everybody needs. He's been dealt, I think, every trade deadline the last two, three
really
times
has.
Around. Like, a team wants him for sure. They're going to trade him, and you'll get a prospect.
And by Woo-hoo. The way, because remember somebody said, remember when the Tigers traded Curtis Granderson mid-game? No, that wasn't Curtis Granderson.
It was Drew Smyly and Austin Jackson.
Austin Jackson, exactly.
Price.
Came running in from center field. That's why they moved the trade deadline from 11 p.m. up to 6 p.m. And I don't think there are any afternoon games tomorrow. So nobody's in action when the deadline closes at 6 p.m.
That was pretty sweet, though.
It was fun, kind of funny, but I think baseball was kind of embarrassed by it.
Do you remember that day, though? That day you wake up in the morning and the Oakland A's traded for John Lester. And everybody's like, oh, Oakland, they just said we're here to stay. And then 5 hours later, Dave Dombrowski trades for David Price. And then
Dave Dombrowski dropped his on the table and said, here we go. Yeah. Mm-hmm, it's on. Ticket text real quick.
Nothing good.
From Sugar Shane, is it too late to trade Javier Baez due to buyer's remorse? Well, I think the warranty has expired. You can't return him to where you got him.
I think it was only 2 days.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe a 3-day warranty.
Exactly.
Very rare these days.
Even if you save the receipt, they're not taking the receipt. All
right.
It's gone.
You can't
past.
Just bring your credit card in.
No.
And
no.
They're just going to credit your account. No, by the way, he's benched today.
Yeah.
After making the two errors yesterday, even though he hit a homer off his brother-in-law.
The errors thing is, I mean, obviously the bat is slowly coming around, but the glove is going the other way.
Leaves
I don't get
all
it.
All shortstops in ease.
I think he
and
leaves all players.
It's hard to get in these days.
He leads all players.
Oh,
is
that all players? I thought it was all shortstops.
Well, shortstops commit the most errors, I think, so it must be him.
Yeah, four errors yesterday. Nice job.
Not by him.
No.
Two by him.
But I read, he had half them. I read this stat the other day, 12 unearned runs in the last six games.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's good.
248-539-9797. That's also the ticket text on the Wojo and Little Rieger show. A 97.1, the ticket.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.